Let's go inside the huddle.
Let's do it.
With Jake Nordine, the former NFLer and also now with First State Agency. And Jake, did you ever play basketball in high school?
I did. I was a three-sport athlete.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I should have known.
Football, basketball, and track.
Well, when you lived in a town of only like 200, you got to do everything in those small towns.
Yeah, my dad corrected me the other day, and I think it was 219. So I got to make sure that I get that correct for Lake Lillian. So we have a population of 219. We're a growing metropolis.
Right over there by Bird Island.
Renville, yeah, absolutely. Renville. Wilmers, Atwater, Grove City, all those great towns up there.
Southwest Minnesota.
Yeah, see, with some of those towns, Jake, I used to joke every time that somebody would move out, you'd have to change the population sign, so you made sure that you got it right.
Absolutely.
No, we're 105 people, not 103. Come on.
So you didn't have any colleges coming after you for your basketball skills. Is that what you're saying, Jake?
No, but you know what? Actually, Montana came to watch me play basketball, which I thought was pretty interesting because I was a bruiser. We just got done one in the state, and so I wasn't very basketball savvy yet in the beginning of the season, and they were actually impressed, which was pretty...
Well, that's good. Well, we'll have to go one-on-one someday there, Jake. I can still pop it from three. Just don't try to
hit
me too hard in the lane there. I bruise real easily. When we're talking the NFL, you, along with Tubbs, you guys were absolutely right in your picks. You did take the home teams last week in the AFC and NFC championship.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, the best two teams won. I think they were phenomenal games. You know, San Francisco played really well. It could have went either way with that game. Richard Sherman made, obviously, an incredible play there at the end, along with a lot of incredible defensive plays on that side that game. New England kind of looked, you know, like everybody might have thought they should have looked, you know, the entire year with all the injuries and plagues that they had over the year. But, you know, give credit to them for getting to where they did based off of all the stuff that they had to go through and persevere through that this year.
You know, I think everybody's overlooking that AFC game because we gravitate towards the end of the NFC game where Richard Sherman made that play and then went over to Michael Crabtree. You know, said good game, you know, whether he meant it sarcastically or he genuinely meant it. And then the outburst, all of a sudden, Richard Sherman, he's come under fire and been labeled as things that maybe he isn't. In your experience, what is good trash talk? Is there such a thing as good trash talk? And is he being unfairly labeled?
Well, first, I think there is. I think there is trash talk in the NFL. I think there's a lot of positive trash talk, you know, just going back and forth with the banter. I got you this time. You know, I'm coming back at you this time. You know, stuff like that. That's part of the game. This is an emotional game. For anybody to say that, you know, people are just out there playing football, you know, and going through the motions, it's absolutely incorrect. And I think Richard Sherman is definitely getting labeled as something that he, you know, in my personal opinion, seeing everything and hearing everything that went on, anything that's been transpired, he's been labeled incorrectly. I mean, he was playing an emotional game for the chance to go to the Super Bowl. He had a phenomenal play, and from hearing everything that went on, there was some, you know, back history to those two people. And, you know, in the heat of the moment, you know, you get a little, maybe a little bit more animated than you probably should be. And I think he regrets a couple of the things that he did, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, the media, you know, coming up to him immediately after that game when emotions are running so high and they don't have a chance to, you know, calm down and, you know, quote-unquote do their PR talk, you know, that's what you're going to get. He didn't swear. He didn't curse. He didn't say anything derogatory or anything like that. You know, he was just an emotional guy, kind of like Bart Scott a few years ago when everybody was kind of talking trash about their defense, and he got, you know, really, really emotional with Sal Paltonio, and, you know, people were kind of getting on him a little bit for talking like that, and I think it's good. I think it's good that, you know, people are able to show that raw emotion that comes out of you when you're playing that football game immediately after. I think he's a good guy. You know, from all of his interviews, he's apologized for, you know, kind of how he went through it. But at the same time, it's raw emotion that, you know, happens every day, you know, every game in the NFL.
Was there trash talking during the 0-16 season of the Detroit Lions late in the season?
You know, not really. Out there just trying to keep our jobs.
Yep.
And so
yep.
we were doing everything and everything possible to
just
work hard. And
the bigger the game, the bigger the talk. That's what I've always experienced.
And it usually is. You know, there's a lot riding on it, obviously. The AFC Championship, the NFC Championship, and it's a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And obviously for Seattle, none of them who are on that staff, even coaches, have never been there. You know, so it's even that little extra, you know, oomph that they're trying to give to, you know, make it that first appearance and first time winning a Super Bowl.
How beat up are these bodies right now, these guys, for Seattle and Denver?
It's tough right now for them. You know, you obviously saw in the AFC Championship, I think every other play the Broncos players were going down with something happening. You know, there's going to be tweaks and injuries, and it's going to be occurring a lot more, especially at this part of the season, you know, and especially the fact that they're playing in cold weather, and they're going to be playing in cold weather, obviously, down out in New Jersey here in a couple weeks. But, you know, it's good that they have a couple weeks off so they're able to get in the training room, get the rehab that they need, get the fluids that they need, and kind of rest up this first week here and just get ready to obviously play the biggest game of their lives.
He's Jake Nordine. We're going inside the huddle. Former NFL fullback and tight end here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris, also with First State Agency. Now, I want to ask you about a play in the Denver-New England game that has kind of come under some scrutiny. It was Wes Welker running across the middle, apparently a pick play where he lowered the shoulder into Aqib Talib. Talib had to leave that game. You know, you were an offensive guy. I'm sure ran, you know, numerous routes. Is a pick play like that common, and was it a dirty play by Wes Welker?
You know, first and foremost, I think it was interesting that Belichick said what he did. New England is notorious for those pick plays. I mean, when you have receivers like they do, where, you know, your tallest one is about 6'1", you know, excluding the tight ends, you run those routes. That is a very, very common route, especially in today's offense, to be running those pick plays. Now, you're looking back at the quarterback, you know, making it, you know, not so obvious that you're rubbing or you're trying to pick that other guy. But, I mean, this is a every game situation that you see. And, you know, I thought Belichick was a little harsh on Wes. I think, you know, Wes handled it very well at the end of the game. You know, that was his first comment. I did not mean to, you know, take out Talib. You know, we were just running the play. I thought he was going to go high when I went low and kind of hit each other. And it's just how it was. You know, he's 5'8". He's going to hit somebody's chest at 6'3". And so it was very unfortunate. Obviously, that kind of turned the game for New England, in my opinion, because then they started going to Demaryius Thomas, who just, you know, went lights out after that. And by no means do I think Wes tried to take him out. It is part of the game. It's been part of the game for the past few years, and you're going to see more of it.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening at the First State Agency today there, Mr. Nordine.
Well, absolutely. Well, I just wanted to get back to our roots and just let everybody know that First State Agency is a family-owned independent insurance agency. We represent many companies to provide the best asset protection for your home, auto, recreational vehicles, small business, business auto, work comp, and commercial needs. My tip of the week, when choosing insurance, make sure you not only do your research on the company, but also the agent and agency you are going to be working with. Trust is a very important part of our job. And here at First State Agency, we pride ourselves in giving you a first-class experience. We not only find the best policy that fits your family or business needs, but also are there for you 24/7 for any claims, questions, or concerns you might have. We're located at the Oxbow 2 building on 49th Street, and you can call us at 275-4041, visit our website, www.fsa-insurance.com, or on Facebook by typing in First State Agency.
275-4041, the number to get a hold of Jake, 275-4041. All right, Jake, we'll get with you next week. We'll get your Super Bowl prediction.
Sounds great.
Week.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
Jake Nordine. We're inside the huddle with Jake Nordine.